Today on the DML News Podcast, it's Super Tuesday. Will Donald Trump dominate so much so that Haley says, see you later? Who knows? We've got that to discuss, plus so much more today. A lineup of stories. Get ready. Denny's here. Ryan's here. I'm here. Even Robin the dog is here. And we're all unfiltered.
Dennis Michael Lynch gives you his word, and he will never let you down. He will always fight for America.
The only one who really puts his money where his mouth is Dennis Michael Lynch.
Hello, I'm Dennis Michael Lynch, and I thank you for joining me today. Just want to say out there at the beginning, always, always, always have your notifications on with the DML News app. That's on tab 5. Go to the Interact tab, go to the bottom, and then you can see notifications on silent or on active. You want them active if you want to make sure you never miss the show here. But with that said, another great thing you might want to consider is going to Team DML. Team DML has memberships for you. So many different things that you could get, different levels of membership. We have a little something for everybody. Lowest one is $12, highest one's $500, and there's a lot in between. So get in there. You get deals on DML CBD. You get live chat. You get video of this podcast and our other podcast. There's a lot of advantages, ad-free news feed. My goodness, we have many different articles that are time sensitive that gets pulled away. So membership has its privileges, if I could borrow that one from the old Amex commercial. But anyway, take a look at it. You can get to Team DML on the DML News app from the fifth tab, the Interact tab at the very top. It says Team DML memberships, and you will be good to go. Dennis, with that said, today's Super Tuesday. It's not because you look super, which you do. I like your beard. It's looking pretty good. Ryan shaved his beard, but now it's come on back in. He looks pretty good too. Super Tuesday is all about, we have 15 states, I believe it's 15 states, all with their primary today. And so the question becomes, when Nikki Haley gets her clock cleaned today, because she will get her clock cleaned today, especially with the Supreme Court decision yesterday, that 9-0 unanimously, even the most radicals of radical on the Supreme Court said, you can't keep Donald J. Trump off the ballot, Colorado. So now people who would be like, why am I going to cast my vote for Trump if he can't even be president? Well, now they may cast their vote for him. So two questions to you using your young man's brain from a young man's perspective. You don't have a lot of a time on this planet in terms of where you've seen elections and primaries and stuff. But from your gut, from what you read in the news, from what you talk with your friends and your family that are your age, number one, does Nikki Haley learn her lesson finally and drop out after she gets bombarded today? Or will she stay in there and continue to endure the pain? And number two, do you think that this 9-0 unanimous vote with the Supreme Court will be maybe the first step towards uniting the United States? Or is that at this point just too far gone?
For the Nikki Haley one, I would be a little bit shocked if she were to stay in after Super Tuesday today. I think there's been indications that she was likely going to drop out once kind of those results come in, because they're pretty much all going to go to Trump. Her only incentive at this point to stay in is if something crazy radical happens to get Trump out of the race. Because obviously the Supreme Court decision is just another notch of showing that he's not out for the count. As for, will this unite the country? No, I don't believe it's going to unite the country. I hope that's not too cynical, but based on some of the reactions from Democrats already, I think, unfortunately, and it shouldn't be the case, it may actually form more disunity.
So, you know, here's something, Dennis, it's a reality. And then what we're going to do is we're going to play a video of the Colorado Secretary of State, Jenna Griswold, who looks like she was about to cry on CNBC when asked about how she felt about the 9-0 unanimous vote from the Supreme Court. And keep in mind, you know, the lefties that are on the Supreme Court, they're not like Mitch McConnell or Joe Manchin, where you can say that they play the middle. These, I mean, you know, we've got some people on the Supreme Court who are as radical as AOC and Ilhan Omar. And they even came back and said it's got to be 9-0. We're going to play the video of the Colorado Secretary of State in a second. But Dennis, I'm telling you, this is why I always say that there's something not firing correctly in these brains. And the reason being is if if the Supreme Court gives you a 9-0 and you're still not acceptant of that, the next possible thing would be God. And if God came down and put himself in, you know, the form of Jesus and said, I am telling you, this man is allowed to be on the ballot, the Democrats would say, God doesn't exist. Jesus isn't the Son of God. Well, what about Allah? Nope, Allah's no good. I mean, they would go all the way down to losing their real religious ideology and become atheists before they would allow Donald J. Trump to become the president of the United States once again. Because, Dennis, his greatest crime is one that lefties can't accept, and that is he wants to make America great again. Let's play the Secretary of State video right now. Ryan, give it a play.
My larger reaction is disappointment. I do believe that states should be able under our Constitution to bar oath-breaking insurrectionists. And ultimately, this decision leaves open the door for Congress to act to pass authorizing legislation. But we know that Congress is a nearly non-functioning body. So ultimately, it will be up to the American voters to save our democracy in November.
Like you said, these brains need to be examined, because what I think scares me is that someone like Jenna Griswold here, you have your leftist grifters where they know what they're ploying around, and then you have like the actual believers. And I really do think she thinks democracy was struck down because it was a 9-0 vote, which, again, you know, someone examine that brain. I don't understand it.
I don't know if a study like this has ever been done. I know they've been done independently, but I wonder if there's ever been something done really collectively. And I would put all the tea in China that the report would be as stated. If you look at all of the states that have the worst poverty, if you look at the states that have all the highest debt, if you have the states that look like they have the most illegal aliens, notwithstanding Texas, because it's not fair, they are the gateway, one fourth of a gateway, if not the biggest gateway of all. So it's not fair. But let's do it differently. If you looked at the states that have the most sanctuary city policies, if you look at the states with the worst education scores in this country, if you look at the states with the most homicides, crimes, thefts, rapes, you name it, I guarantee you that every single time there will be a dominating amount of states to the left than there would to be to the right. Now, I'm not saying that you won't get a Republican state maybe in the top 10, but it will be that one state of 10 states. And if you took and said, okay, what are my top 26? Because we got 50 states. The lion's share of that 26 would be Democrat-run states. And this woman says that she believes that the states should decide whether or not the president who oversees all of the states can or cannot be on a ballot. It's absolutely so stupid that somebody would say that. You've got to say, Dennis Michael Lynch is right. There's something not firing. Here's the last part I want to make and hand it back over to you for your comment on this. I 100% guarantee the following. It will never happen in my lifetime, but it may happen in yours. It may happen in your my grandkids and great-grandkids. The Democrats, Whoopi Goldberg types, everything, they believe that the Republican Party and conservatives in this country drag down the country, despite the report that I just gave you that would definitely come back in favor of my position. If the Republican-based states were to say, we are going to secede and be our own countries, or we are going to be our own individual countries, or collectively, we're going to be our own union, so to say. And the Democrats got what they wanted, you know, and I know 110% that eventually all of those blue states would empty out into the red states and the new countries, because there would be prosperity and newism to where it would almost feel like the old America, and they would not be able to survive in what would be a third world dump. California, New York, Illinois, Rhode Island, Connecticut, Boston, Massachusetts, you get it. Do you agree?
Yeah. You know, it's just like with our first Civil War, you know, it was clearer because it was a territory divide, you know, North versus South. I think our complicated issue here, if there was a mass secession, is that most of the Southeast is conglomerated to being Republican and conservative. But, you know, you got your more conservative states in the Northwest as well, and obviously Central America. But in a perfect world, would it not just be great to draw those territory lines? I mean, maybe start from Texas, go over to Oklahoma, Arkansas, all the way to Tennessee, North Carolina, just take that whole portion and make it just a nice new red country. I mean, you know, it's a little bit of a fable idea, but at the same time, I don't know, crazier things have happened.
Listen, crazier things have happened. Let me give you something that's very crazy that's going on right now. You ready for this one? New California bill would make illegal immigrants eligible for the first-time home buyer loans. You get that? A California Democrat Assembly member's new bill states that an individual's immigration status can't disqualify an applicant from the program. No papers, no problem. Your application is approved. Can you imagine? And so remember what I've told you a million times. As California goes, so does the rest of the country, right? Think about all the things that California has done, and you've seen other states tack on to it,
right?
So don't be surprised when the newcomers, that they're now calling them, as you pointed out brilliantly yesterday, the newcomers will wind up saying, hey, you are being racist towards me. You're not giving me a loan simply on the basis of my paperwork. I deserve a loan. And the U.S. government will crack down on the banks. The banks are going to wind up having to give them loans, and they will give loans because they'll be afraid that they'll be regulated or they'll be punished or somehow, some way. And then what will happen is we'll have another housing crisis because the illegal aliens are not going to wind up paying their mortgages. They're going to keep their house. They're going to squat. And you know who's going to pick that up? You are, and I will. And this is the direction to where it's going. So what state, like Florida, would look at that and say, oh, that's normal. Texas, oh, that's good. You know, so I would see a perfect world if we can have conservative nation and give them, let's split it up because we're never going to be united again. You're correct on that one.
Right. I mean, look, like you said, home buyer loans, California's pushing health care for them. I know Colorado was approving car purchases without even licenses to illegal immigrants. You know, when you have the rhetoric as newcomers, and again, this isn't even just a border issue anymore. I mean, the border is an open sieve, as we've talked about. But, you know, Biden flying in 3,200 migrants at a pace of, you know, coming into the country from Latin American airports into the U.S. airports. I mean, he is literally flying them in using that Border Patrol established app. Besides just not paying taxes, I hate saying it, but like they are literally being forced into citizenry in the U.S., even though we are not approving of it.
Well, Joe Biden right now, by doing what he's doing at the border and what he's doing with these flights and everything else of that nature that you're talking about, and if you want to give more detail on the flights, so this way people understand what you're talking about, that would be helpful. But while you're looking that up and get the details, you know, Joe Biden right now is creating multiple problems for this country, which I believe ultimately are treasonous. He's handing our country over to foreign nationals who have absolutely no paperwork, who have absolutely no right to be here, who are absolutely pilfering from our country. And we're actually asking them, the Biden administration is asking them to do it. Please destroy our country. Please destroy our safety nets. Please destroy all these different things that for centuries have been built by Americans, both male and female, both black and white, both Asian, Latino, what have you. American citizens have shed blood, have shed sweat and tears to build this nation, and it's being given away. We are now creating a health situation. I mean, we've got a measles breakout here in Florida. How the hell did that happen, right? All the diseases that are coming in through that border every single day. We just reported yesterday that in one 24-hour period, Friday into Saturday over the weekend, there were 14,000 illegal entries into this country and 1,000 other ones that they believe were gotaways. 15,000 people. You don't think you got 15,000 opportunities for disease to re-enter this country and to be spreading it to our kids at school and to be putting it into the workplace? And even if you're just going shopping next to and you be next to somebody, you're catching one of these diseases. Nobody wants that. You're killing the labor market. the supply and demand is going to keep low-waged workers at low wage, because now there's going to be 8 million more of them looking to get the same jobs. Americans are in trouble. Your taxes are going to go up. Everything's going to wind up happening. Now, if we continue to allow this to happen, let me tell you what's going to happen to this country and then give the details on your end there. But in Britain, a man was sentenced to 2 years in jail over his anti-immigration stickers. Ryan, I want you to put up this thing here, this anti-immigration sticker. You could see it. I posted it to our group. His sticker is, "We will be a minority in our homeland by 2066. That is what his sticker says. Yeah, and he was given 2 years in jail.
He also had some other ones, too, that they targeted him for. He was the one who had "It's okay to be white" stickers.
You're not allowed to say that.
And if you, if you look at the ruling from the judge, they literally said they gave him that sentencing to prevent this from becoming a common occurrence by other people thinking that it's okay. Which again, you know, stifling some free speech over there in the UK.
But what happens in the UK usually dribbles here. Same thing as California. So totally. Get ready for that.
It'll get translated as like a hate crime here or something.
But do you have this thing about the 320 illegals?
So this was posted yesterday. It's from the Center for Immigration Studies. And it says, thanks to an ongoing Center for Immigration Studies, FOIA, which is
Freedom of Information Act
lawsuit, the public knows that the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Agency has approved secretive flights that last year alone ferried hundreds of thousands of inadmissible aliens from foreign airports into 43 American airports over the past year, all pre-approved on a cell phone app. So Biden's literally just flying them in.
And, you know, it's amazing, because if you tomorrow try to go get a flight, Dennis, you're going to be patted down. You're going to go through a list. You're going to be scanned. You're going to be everything else to make sure that you're not going to blow up the world.
And that number, really quick, 320,000.
Yeah, 320,000.
Through these flight programs. Yeah, yep.
320,000. So more than 250,000. And think about that. Today, there are going to be at least 250,000 people in America flying. Each one of them is going to get checked. They're going to have a background check, a real quick one. You know what I mean? Your ID and everything at the counter, everything else like that. You've got to go through all these hoops. The illegal aliens that are coming from over 200 countries around the world, many of them marked by the State Department as being an absolute threat to this nation, are just being put on planes. No questions asked. Come on in. Come on in and do whatever you want. To me, if that's not treason, I don't know what treason is. What is treason if that's not treason, Dennis?
It is treason.
It is treason.
He's just going to get away with it until he's voted out.
Another thing, you know, while we're talking about Trump, and I mean the importance of having him back in so he could stop this kind of nonsense that's going on. Charles Barkley is a famous NBA basketball player. He's in the Hall of Fame. He is now, I believe, on ESPN or the sports networks or whatever. And he's always been outspoken. He's always said things that kind of, you know, make you say, really? You said that? But he was being interviewed by Gayle King, and he spoke about what he would do to a fellow black person who wound up showcasing a MAGA hat or a pro-Trump hat. Ryan, play the video.
And you know who embraced it more than anybody else? The black population. It's incredible. You see black people walking around with my mugshot. You know, they do shirts.
When you heard that, what did you think? Big sigh.
First of all, I'm just going to say this. If I see a black person walking around with Trump mugshot, I'm going to punch him in the face.
Charles.
No, Gayle.
You really can't say that, because A, you don't mean that.
I mean that sincerely. I'm going to just tell you something.
And then you will be arrested for assault. And then what?
I'm going to bail myself out and go celebrate.
Don't encourage him. Okay, but go ahead.
Seriously.
Continue.
First of all, if I was at that...
at that conference,
I'd have got up and walked out. That was an insult to all black people. Because he's basically just saying... And first of all, to compare black history where we've been discriminated against to his plight...
Yes.
Well, first of all, he's a billionaire. Mm-hmm. And they're prosecuting him for stuff he did wrong. And for him to compare...
It's still in the court system, Charles. We have to wait. It's still in the court system. But continue.
Well, some of the stuff is true. They did storm the Capitol. They did say that the election was stolen. Those aren't lies, Gail. Those are
They
facts.
Did say that. They okay. did say that.
But to compare, I would have got up and walked out because it's not a fair comparison. Mm-hmm. You know, he's a billionaire. He's had a great life. He's been president of the United States. To insult Black people who have been discriminated against all these years, to put them in the same category, I was just offended.
Dan, I got a question for you. Just, you know, what do you think would happen if it were a white basketball player? Let's just say the old Larry Bird. Larry Bird played, I think, a little bit before Charles Barkley. If Larry Bird said, if I see one white person with a Kamala Harris 2024 sticker, or back in the day, if I see one person with a Barack Obama 2008 sticker, I'm going to punch him in the face. What do you think would have happened?
They would be lambasted through the media. They'd be called violent. They'd be called somehow a racist, even though, like you say, it'd be a white guy saying that about a white person wearing a shirt. It would just be a spin. But because it's Charles Barkley, and I'll be honest, I don't really value anyone that looks up to athletes for their political or news takes. So, you know, props to Barkley on his career, but for him to, you know, say such a kind of gross statement. I mean, you're basically promoting the mob mentality that if you're an African American, you should be voting Democrat. You know, but again, he's doing this on CNN. So the question is, who's really watching?
Yeah, but nonetheless, I mean, it's a video that goes off. But see, here's the thing. If you had Larry Bird and he was a commentator, right, and he did that, or let's just even bring it, not to bring it back to basketball, let's bring it to football. Tony Romo was the quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys. Now he's a commentator for, I'm not sure, maybe it's Fox. I'm not sure if it's Fox, CBS, Fox. Whatever. He's a commentator for one of them. He does the NFL Sunday football games. If he were on there and he said, I'm telling you right now, if I see a fellow white guy, especially anybody in Texas, you know, with a Kamala Harris bumper sticker, I want to punch them in the face. This is what would happen. Immediately effective within seconds. At the very minimum, he has lost his job at the network. Secondly, he is going to be lambasted everywhere in the media. Everywhere. Even the right media is going to call that out. Okay? And then the FBI may actually investigate him for a hate crime and see if he has any other connections to any other kind of white supremacy group. That's the difference here. And it's not just with celebrities, Dennis. It's across the nation. I want to give you a story that's out of Manhattan that just drives me absolutely bonkers. We can put up the picture here, Ryan. You can put up the picture here. This is from Andy Ngo. He's a reporter, and he's got the picture. And in the picture, for those of you who are listening, it is a kind of crazy-looking black man on the left-hand side, a white female judge who looks like she's in her late 40s, early 50s in the middle, and a white girl who's got a black eye and beat to a pulp on the right-hand side. This is the passage. Manhattan Judge Valentina Morales quickly released without bail a migrant suspected accused of carrying out a stabbing in Times Square. Now she released a suspect without bail who allegedly bashed a woman on the face, giving her a concussion. I mean, who does that? Who does that? Now, change the colors here for a second. If it was a black guy, I'm sorry, if it was a white guy who bashed the face of a black girl, they would be held. Look at Daniel Penny, right? Now, as far as we're concerned on this show, when it comes to battery and assault and crime and murder and rape or anything, there should be no color. It should be a man has beaten a woman, a man has raped a woman, or even a woman has shot a man. It doesn't matter what color. If you carry out a crime against your fellow human being, especially your fellow American, you should be held accountable equally, no matter what it is that your color, nationality, creed, whatever it is, your immigration status. But it just seems like every single last Democrat is going to continue to treat the victims like criminals and the criminals like victims. And that's why the country is going unhinged. There is no rule of law, and it is often based on a bias where minorities, be it illegal aliens or be it people of color, are treated one way and white people are treated another way. You never, ever see it, where the judge in the middle lets the white person go and crucifies the black victim. Never, ever happens. And this is why, one of the reasons why I believe this country has a great divide, because I think there are a lot of people in the black community that look at this and say, why are you letting this scum out? The next thing he's going to do is maybe shoot one of us, hurt one of us, right? And then you've got an incredible amount of white people saying, it just never ends. It just never ends. And so, but what happens is you never hear from the black community. They don't get the microphone when they say, hey, what are you doing? Why are you letting this guy out? He's no good. You know what I mean? We want to be unified with our neighbors, whether they're white, Chinese, whatever. But the media continues to paint the picture of that all of us, white people, hate the black people. And that's why it is that they allow this to happen. And it is a cancer that has to come to an end.
Totally agree. And look, I mean, this is happening in New York. We say it all the time. It's currently not a place you want to be. It's not a place you want to live in. It's not a place you want to visit. If, you know, I said it a few podcast episodes ago, if there's a blatant crime and you are the victim and yet the criminal becomes the victim and you're the one that gets criminalized, that's not the state you should be living in. That's just backwards thinking and probably just another facet of progressive ideology that's within all these judges and district attorneys. I mean, every New York judge that has made some kind of decision like this, you just realize they're not firing on all cylinders.
You know, this happened yesterday. I want to end the show on this because we have been carrying a lot about immigration on the show. And, you know, Texas is a strange state in the sense that it has a lot more Democrats in it than they'd like to admit. But it's so freaking big and it's got so many conservatives in it. We're still holding on to a conservative mindset, but that could wind up. I wouldn't be surprised one day if we don't watch Texas go purple. And when they go purple, we're screwed. But, you know, the governor down there, Mr. Abbott, I think he's come into the immigration game a little late. He's been in there for a very long time. He could have done more early on, but now it's such a big problem for his state. He's got no choice. Unfortunately, everything that he's trying to do for his state always seems to end up in a courtroom. And it's usually Biden who tosses it into a courtroom. And when you look on the surface of what it is that Texas continues to get sued for, you just say to myself, you know, there's no doubt that the Biden administration wants this illegal activity to continue, despite what it is that they say otherwise, right? This was from yesterday. This is from Nick Sortor, who is a reporter. Supreme Court temporarily bars Texas from arresting illegal aliens. And that's because Joe Biden filed an emergency motion with the Supreme Court demanding that they permanently block Texas from protecting itself from the invasion. Meanwhile, Biden and the Democrats continue to whine and complain that this being the open border, somehow Trump's fault. Texas will not be allowed to arrest or deport illegals until the Supreme Court issues a final ruling on the issue. When will Democrats finally wake up and demand Biden stop this invasion? So what happened was the Supreme Court basically put a stay, which means a pause. And I've told you before, Dennis, that if I ever became president of the United States, which, by the way, will not happen in this lifetime, not based on the way things work today, I wouldn't even consider running for it. But when I talk about being the president and how it is that I would do things to stop this massive problem, because it's not stopped with just one take. It's not like if you have a drain clogged in your bathtub, where if you just pull the clog out, the water goes down. No, this is so much more than that. There's not one thing to solve the problem. So it has to be multifaceted. And one of the things that has to happen is we just don't have enough law enforcement at this point to gather up, deport, gather up, investigate, you name it, the amount of illegal aliens crossing over and also creating havoc once they're here in the country. So what I would do is I would make it so this way I deputized every law enforcement person in the country. If you are a cop in Minnesota, if you're a cop in Utah, if you are a an agent of some kind in law enforcement, sheriff, deputy, you name it, you now have authority to carry out immigration laws. We are at that point where we've got to revisit that part of enforcement because there are so many of them here. We just don't have the current numbers under our existing ICE. ICE has a couple of thousand members, and we've got about 50 million illegal aliens. So when you look at those numbers, we have to do it differently. But here it is. The Supreme Court says, all right, we're going to put a stay on this, and we're going to take a look at this, whether or not Texas can indeed defend itself, or are we just going to allow Texas to basically bow down to the Mexican cartels and say, hey, take our state and eventually take our country? Last word today goes to you.
It'd be nice if you were president and we could actually implement that. You're right, though. When you see Texas actually trying to defend its borders, try its best to, you know, actually...
No, go ahead. Keep going.
Actually, you know, handle and stop illegal immigration, and then they keep getting handicapped by, you know, Biden's orders here. Again, I just don't get how sane medium to high IQ Americans are falling for this rhetoric from Biden saying, I can't do anything, it's Trump's fault, and yet every action he is taking is proving that, one, he can do something, he's just choosing not to, and the stuff that he is doing is actively encouraging the illegal immigration. I just, to your point, you use the word treason, I don't know what else you would call it, because this is just so un-American, and he's hurting a lot of really good people in this country, and it's a shame.
With that being said, today is Super Tuesday, and maybe Trump wins in such dominating fashion that the word is going to start to go viral, and even the lefties start taking a look at what it is that's happened to their states, what's happened to their towns, what's happened to their streets, and what's happened to their country. And maybe they'll just turn around and finally say, you know what, I'm not going to see red or blue anymore. I'm going to see red, white, and blue. And although Donald Trump may not be the most holiest of people in the world, although he has made a lot of mistakes in his time as a president, he was damn good. Not great yet. He wasn't around long enough to be great, but he was damn good on his way to be great. And if we give him another 4 years, not only can he prove his value fully, finally, but maybe we could actually carry out making America great again. With that being said, we're going to end the program here. I'm going to give Denny, you got 5 seconds to think on this question. Ryan, you'll have 10 seconds because then he's going to be asked first. If I was the president of the United States and I was willing to do nepotism and I said, pick any job you wanted, which job would you pick?
Homeland Security.
Ryan, what job would you pick?
I was going to say Homeland Security.
All right, so you know what? You'll share it. Dennis, you get the southern border. Ryan, you get the northern border. And then periodically, every couple months, we'll switch just to see who's doing a better job. All right, that's it for us. Listen, if you want to support my two boys, if you want to support all the great people who are Team DML and all the great people who are putting up articles every day on the DML News app, please download the DML News app, put the notifications on via the fifth tab called the Interact tab. Consider about joining Team DML. We don't do the whole advertising gig anymore, so it's your memberships that keep us going. And by the way, the DML News app today will have comprehensive coverage of Super Tuesday. You'll know who is winning, who has won, and who has dropped out. Maybe it would be Nikki Haley tonight. Wouldn't it be nice to see her concession speech to say, I'm very sorry for hanging on so long, but I'm a woman and I just can't let go. Ooh. Yeah, crazy woman at that. Yeah. All right, listen, until the next time, may God bless you and your family. May God bless the United States of America. And with God's great will, and I'll be here with you again tomorrow. So will Denny, talking about the results. So the next time.
And today's blessing goes to Lisa Shrewsbury. So
excellent. Good
Have
person.
A great day, everybody.
Bye now.
Get the Dennis Michael Lynch podcast every day by subscribing on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And download the DML News app from the Google Play Store or the Apple App Store for breaking news, merchandise, films, exclusive content, and Team DML.